you go. That's what's closest to my heart. And like I said, if I have to cap them little end holes where it's perfect for high beetles to get in, nothing. You know, I wouldn't be worried about it. I'd get one of those pneumatic caulk guns, and I'd get the cheapest high-temp silicone caulk I could get, and I'd drill a tiny little hole in the end and just start blowing that stuff in the grooves and then taking a popsicle stick and flattening it out and calling it good. And then get them not even coated, right? And like I said before, you know, solar wax melters would be a good way to get that wax and get it cheap, and then purify it in the turkey fryer, and then even roll it from there. I use that to roll that, and then that little to do those little guys in those little plastic frames. I was using that little mini crock pot and little paintbrushes, maybe 800E, to stick them starter strips down. And I'll tell you, I got about 100 of those things built out already.
Okay, K-E-K-K. Well, you know, I was thinking about that wax melter. I thought it was Jim that showed me his wax melter, but when I think about it, it might have been Bob Hollis. But between the two of them, I saw it at one of their places, and I like that idea. It's free, you're not using any energy, no cost to you, and it's doing it on the side when you can be busy doing other stuff. It's just slowly doing its thing all on its own.